Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Welcome back to Houston, Mark. We've warmed up. We're not rocking and rolling anymore, but
so nice to be back.
Back with a win.
Beautiful. Yeah, it is great to be back with a win, Patty. And what a win it was. You know, the Texans starting Ryan Mallett, he performed very well. All the pre-snap reads, everything he had to get done, he got done, including throwing his first career touchdown pass, which is our HCC play of the week. HCC start here, go anywhere. It goes to a defensive lineman. That's right, J.J. Watt with the touchdown catch, his fourth touchdown scored of the season.
Fourth touchdown scored of the season. Of course, he's the only defensive lineman to do that since like 1948. Boy, the accolades, the feats, the accomplishments really just never cease to amaze us week to week with this guy.
Yeah, it keeps piling up for him, Patty. And Bill O'Brien told us earlier this week that Watt affects the game on every single play. The offense always has to account for him. And what they're noticing, the Texans coaching staff, is that teams are trying to get very creative in ways they want to run the football against Watt, protect the quarterback against Watt, and none of it really seems to be working consistently enough. So he's doing his job, wreaking havoc in the backfield and also making some noise on offense. He did pick up those two penalties on special teams, but they're going to use him more wisely moving forward.
Yeah, he's all over the place, like you said, offense, defense, special teams. And, you know, with all that, both on and off the field, comes a lot of extra things, some weird things, including a very strange question at the press conference after the game.
Did I feel like Santa Claus today? Well, brother, I don't think I've ever gotten a question quite like that, and I love it. I don't know what Santa Claus feels like, but caught me off guard with that one. I love it. I don't think so. No, I don't think I felt like that, but now I wonder what it feels like.
You just never know what you're going to hear, especially from those reporters on the road, just the Biff Hendersons of the world out there just throwing that weird stuff out there.
You know, Patty, and that video that we ran on the website, HoustonTexans.com, was the number one video of the week in the NFL, the one about Santa Claus. So it shows you. I almost encouraged everybody to go into the locker room and ask him about the Kennedy assassination or world peace or whatever, just to see what he would say so you get more video clicks, but we're not really going to do that, JJ.
All right, well, more JJ in just a little bit, but we have to talk about Ryan Mallett and what he not only for himself, but what he did for this offense, the running game, stretching the field, really you could feel the ripple effect all the way throughout this team.
Yeah, and if you go on Pro Football Focus, one of those geeky, nerdy football websites, they said that he got rid of the ball faster than any other quarterback in the league over the course of the weekend. Bullet arm, and like I said, the pre-snap stuff was very impressive, setting up the proper running plays, proper pass protection, stepping up in the pocket. He was 20 for 30. Look, they ran for over 200 yards. It didn't feel like a 30-pass game, yet there it was. Now he comes home to face Cincinnati. He's got to build on that start, but he did well, and it all comes back to the defense as well, Patty, because they shut down the Cleveland running game, Watt and company, and did an admirable job. Yeah, they threw for 300, but it really didn't matter because a lot of it was late in the game when the score was already out of hand for the Cleveland Browns. But you got to love the job that J.J. Watt does, and I know you had a chance to catch up with him this week.
Today, named AFC Defensive Player of the Week again, second time this year, fourth time in your career. I mean, you seem like you get named and awarded all these things day in, day out, but I know they're still special to you each and every time.
Of course, I think it's more of an honor for everybody involved, you know, to my teammates, the coaches, everybody, so it's always an honor. But, you know, the thing with awards is they come and they go, and people decide how they want and vote how they want. Like I've always said, all I can do is control how I play on the field, and if those things come, great.
Well, your play on the field this last week against Cleveland, I thought that was a pretty interesting one, not necessarily an award, but a milestone, the first defensive lineman since like 1948 now to reach four touchdowns. Ironically, this one, Ryan Mallett's first pass. Just kind of take us through that and kind of, I mean, that's a memory that you know, he's probably going to have, and it was just a phenomenal catch on your part.
Yeah, I think it's very cool to be connected to his first touchdown pass ever, and I think also for him it's a story because his went to a defensive lineman, so it's pretty wild. But, I mean, he threw a great ball, and he put it right where it needed to be, and obviously, fortunately, I got my knee down, and we scored a touchdown. But it was a very cool moment, and plays like that are fun. You know, I kind of feel like out there playing backyard football a little bit, and it's a blast.
How big was that win for you guys, number one, with a new quarterback kind of entering a new era, coming off a bye week, sort of entering that proverbial second half of the season?
I think it was great. You know, Cleveland has been playing some very good football, and we were on the road up in their stadium, and I think our guys did a great job all week preparing with great energy and then going out there and transferring their energy into the game, and I was really proud of that, and I think it was a great game.
Did you get kind of a sense, really, for maybe not the first time this season, but in a while, where you almost had, short of maybe Kareem, the full complement of defensive players out there? I mean, Cushing was back to kind of looking like himself. Jadeveon's out there. Everybody's kind of healthy, that you can really sort of see what this defense is capable of.
Right, yeah. Obviously, we want to get Kareem back out there, but we definitely had a lot of the guys back. It's good to have everybody healthy, and especially in this stretch of the season, because really this is what it all comes down to. It's the last half of the season. You know, OB always talks about Thanksgiving and beyond, and so that's always a big time of the year.
You know, we started this talking about some of your awards, some of your accolades, and with that comes so much more, both on the field and off the field. Even after that game in Cleveland, you got the guy coming in there asking you just weird questions, the Santa Claus question.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you, you know, do you just kind of shake your head sometimes at just the stuff that you have to deal with that really isn't even part of football?
Yeah, you know, it's there's pros and cons of everything, and it's a blast. And I love everything that comes with it. And obviously there's some things that are a little bit more difficult, some things you maybe wish you didn't have to deal with at the exact moment. But then there's so many pros that outweigh any possible con. I'm very fortunate to be in the position I'm in. This is what I've always dreamed about, you know, making a difference on the NFL level, the best of the best, and going out there every single Sunday and trying to make an impact on the game. And if that means I have to answer a question about Santa Claus after the game, then I have to answer a question about Santa Claus.
Putting together another Defensive Player of the Year campaign, and a lot of people think that he's a candidate for MVP. Let's just tap the brakes a little bit, see how it goes. You have six games to go, and it's a one game at a time thing. You never know.
Yep, well, I had a chance to talk to him about all that as well, and you'll hear what he had to say in his answers after this. Stay with us.